Sunflower growers are looking forward to harvest. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Corn and soybean producers are not the only growers looking toward harvest. John Simbakken, executive director of the National Sunflower Association, says sunflowers are in a calm before the rush of harvest begins.
You know, right now we're kind of in the midst of that lull period. The bloom period right now is going on in most of the United States. That's our critical time frame, basically from now until the end of September, when the crop is blooming, and just kind of keep a track of things, making sure that people are taking care of their crops, spraying for insects, spraying if they have any disease, you're putting out a fungicide application, and looking forward to what's going to be coming up in the months ahead. We had a much smaller crop in 2024, and so right now, old crop prices are pretty attractive to move that remaining seed if you do have some in the bin in storage, and just looking forward to getting new supplies and rebuilding our market share.
He said sunflower growers battle similar challenges that other growers face, including pests and diseases. Behind the scenes, the Sunflower Association is always trying to improve research and traits in the U.S. sunflower crops.
We're always trying to breed for better disease package. Sclerotinia is one of our concerns in a lot of places, and phomopsis, it's another type of disease. We do have obviously issues with insects, and so we're always looking for things like that to have some natural defense. But bottom line is we're looking to increase yield overall, and especially for oil seeds, oil content. Obviously, the more oil you can produce, sunflower is the only oilseed crop that pays a premium for oil content. And so that's something that we definitely want to enhance to better that bottom line for producers.
In the latest sunflower update, South Dakota has 97% of the crop blooming this week. North Dakota is at 96%, and most of the crop is in very good condition. We're also starting to see some drying take place, as in South Dakota, 3% of the petals are dry, and North Dakota, 27%. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.